Look at you, looking fine these days. You know what else is looking good? That's right, Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hi there. Welcome to this here podcast brought to you by eejournal.com and hosted by me, Amelia Dalton. So we all know that wireless connectivity has changed the world in more ways than we could ever count, right? And sure, we've cut our data cables long ago, but we are still shackled to our power cords, our batteries, and our, your charge is running low, but you're stuck in the supermarket. Okay. Yeah, well, can we ever be battery-free? Would there ever be a day that the battery lasts longer than a day? Maybe lasts forever. Well, folks, there might be another way. David Sue, CEO of Atmosic, is here to show us an IoT landscape that will not only reduce our connected devices' dependence on battery power, but may make that forever battery a reality. Okay, let's go. Hi, David. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who may not know, what is Atmosic Technologies all about?
Sure, yeah. Atmosic essentially is a company started with a vision to redefine battery life. So if you look at just over the last 10 years or so, wireless connectivity has changed the world around us. It has essentially freed our devices from the data cable, but not the power cord. So if you look at portable devices around us, they are increasingly battery powered. And most of the lower power devices actually use disposable batteries. So we as a group, as a society, is now consuming more batteries than ever. So in fact, if you just go to your local retail stores now, you can buy packs of now 72 AA or AAA batteries. That's actually a lot of batteries to be buying at the same time. Mostly what we decided to do is get a team of very experienced engineers and to address this power consumption problem, starting with the low power consuming IoT devices. And our goal is to significantly extend the battery life for it to last the duration of the product and in some application, make it battery free.
Now, we are talking about how we can all reduce our battery dependence. So, you guys have three new innovative technologies: lowest power radio, on-demand wake up, and controlled energy harvesting. So, let's talk about each one of those. But first, what is this lowest power radio all about?
Sure. So, what we are doing is redesigning Bluetooth 5 radio. And for the lowest power, what we did is, starting from a clean slate, we have a team develop a fully functional, fully compliant Bluetooth 5 radio. And the power is 5 to 10 times lower than what you can find out there today. So that essentially involves just going through every block of the radio carefully and choosing the right approach to provide the required performance, but at the lowest power. Unfortunately, there isn't a magic wand that you just say, reduce your power. So you actually have to go through it block by block. In many ways, many cases, painstakingly building it. Also, taking a more holistic view, looking at the system level, deciding where power should be spent in terms of the algorithms, the RF, the analog, the digital, the software. So it's the holistic view from starting the initialization of the process, transmitting, receiving, sleep, standby, and turning off. So it's a holistic view to get to the lowest power.
So a lot of IoT designs require a wake-up function of some kind. So tell me, how is your on-demand wake-up function different?
Sure. From the highest level, it's the similar concept. The goal is you keep the devices off unless when you need to communicate. So it's very much like you and I talking now, right? So I have a transmitter, I'm speaking, you have a receiver, you are listening. And for us, we have a dialogue, we need to keep one or both of them on at the same time. So the concept of wake up receiver is, can you now turn off both the transmitter and the receiver when we are not talking? And you just listen somewhat subconsciously to detect if there is an incoming transmission and to wake up the entire radio for communication. So at the highest level at 10,000 feet, I don't think it's that different in concept-wise. What we have done essentially is apply this concept to a fully standards compliant Bluetooth 5 SoC, and we believe that is the first of its kind on the marketplace. So just one layer deeper, if you just look at Bluetooth by itself, as you know, Bluetooth uses the concept of a transmit beacon to maintain a link. So just take your typical Bluetooth device, let's say a asset tracker. What it will do is it will send out a transmit beacon, let's say once a second. So I'm here. So it's doing that 80,000 times a day. And in most applications, you probably only need to talk to the device about 10, 20, 30 times a day. So if you can keep the device off during the day, most of the time until you need to talk to it, you can get very dramatic savings. So to do so, obviously, the second pair of ears. So what we designed is a very low power on-off keying receiver. This takes about hundreds of nanoamps of power. And they will allow our primary radio device to be off completely and thereby saving significant power on top of the lowest power rating before.
Okay, let's talk about that controlled energy harvesting. I'm always really intrigued by energy harvesting.
Sure. Let me start just from the concept of why we think harvesting is interesting. Like any good concepts, people have talked about it for many, many years as well. And what happens is when you lower the power consumption dramatically, then harvesting makes sense because now you can provide enough energy to operate the device so that it can have that forever battery life or be battery free. So the way I look at it is almost like balance. You have one side the power consumption, the other side you have what energy you can harvest. And the goal is obviously consume less power than you can harvest. And RF energy harvesting is what we integrated onto our SoC. What it does is it takes an incoming RF signal and convert that to DC power. So it's not that different from the power cord analogy in the sense that when you plug into the wall, you receive 60 hertz and you convert that to DC. That's what power cords do. For RF energy harvesting, essentially is you can plug into the wall. You are receiving the AC signal from the antenna. And the frequency is not 60 hertz. It just happens to be 900 megahertz or 2.4 gigahertz, much higher. But the concept is similar in that sense that you are converting that AC energy into DC power.
So, David, what kind of options do you have for me with these new families of SoCs?
We are announcing two families of SoCs. These are the N2 series and the N3 series. For the N2, what we are providing essentially is the lowest Bluetooth 5 SoC solution out there. And it will also have the RF, the on-demand wake-up receiver. For the N3 series, it will have the same function as the N2 plus the RF energy harvesting. And in both cases, we are supporting two package types, a 40-pin package as well as a 64-pin package. The difference primarily depends on how many IOs a given solution might need.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Amelia.
Maybe you've got an awesome idea for the next big IoT thing. Maybe it's been rolling around in your head for the past couple years, but you haven't quite taken that next step yet. And maybe you want to roll out just a limited supply for your next monumentally amazing design. Well, maybe that time is now, my friends. In this week's Kickstarter Corner, let me introduce you to you and the Make 100 campaign. So, what is this Make 100 campaign all about? Well, it's a month-long creative initiative launched by Kickstarter that is focused on limited editions of 100. So, this campaign was actually launched last year, and over 780 designers created limited edition designs. So, how can you take part in this super cool limited edition project? It's pretty easy. Just create a project with a Kickstarter limited edition reward capped at 100 backers. Launch your project between January 1st and January 31st, 2019, and use the Make 100 in your project's title or blurb. So some of my favorite Make 100 projects from last year include the Pixo Pixel, an open source RGB display, the Kittables mini Lego drone kit, so fun, and the Virtualette V1, which is a tiny double stack IoT microcomputer. Super cool. So if you want to check out this project for yourself, or maybe even submit your Make 100 design, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Now, speaking of the Internet of Things, with the rapid pace of change, specifically in IoT designs these days, the flexibility, power efficiency, and low latency of FPGAs. Yes, FPGAs can have major advantages. But maybe you aren't an FPGA expert, and maybe you're not sure how field programmable gate arrays can help you get your next IoT design off the ground. Well, let me introduce you to one of our newest Chalk Talks entitled Accelerating a Smart and Connected World. Now, in this episode, I sit down with Tom Schulte of Intel, and we chat all about how you can apply FPGA technology to your next IoT design. And you can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of EE Journal. Can't miss it, right across the top. You can also click the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, or just head on over to YouTube. Keyword EE Journal. And one more thing before we go, I wanted to remind everyone that we have a special giveaway this month. So maybe you're interested in a Hitchhiker's Guide to PCB Design t-shirt. Oh yes, I'm giving away a limited number of these super cool t-shirts this month. So if you want to enter to win, just fill out a tiny little form on this week's Fish Frying page, and I will announce the winners in my January 4th Fish Fry broadcast. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If LinkedIn is more your thing, well, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And don't forget, our Twitter handle is EEJournalTFM. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at Amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of December 7th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.